what happened at the end of the game when you went into the locker room early Sunday?
I didn't expect the timeout to be called, so I just walked in as if everybody was going on the field, the game was over, and I just went in.
Did Coach Mack or anybody have an issue with that?
He came to me and asked me, and I told him we had a nice little talk, and that was it.
When was that?
That was just when we got back. He asked me about it when we first got back that Tuesday for practice, and then he recently asked me about it again today, and that was it. It wasn't nothing serious, nothing like that.
So like nothing came from it, like no punishment or anything like that?
I mean, why would it be a punishment?
I don't know.
All right, no comment.
What's the mood like in the locker room right now? Because you got like outside people saying one thing, but what's the story inside the locker room as far as how close the group is?
Just stick together. We know all adversity is going to hit from all type of angles, and just staying focused and just being there for one another.
What's your reaction to DRC being suspended indefinitely?
No comment.
How difficult of a challenge is it in the secondary now without him?
We next man up. We understand the situation. Like I said, next man up. Everybody got to be prepared.
What would a win Sunday night just mean to the team?
It mean a lot. We preparing like we're going to win. We want to win. And, whatever the outcome may be, just know that you gave it your all. But, coming out with a victory would be nice.
This group is still together, though?
Oh, yeah. We still together, man. It's people like, that make, try to cause discretion, but, keep our head together, stay tight, and stay together.
Do you find that a guy being suspended is a distraction?
Oh, man, no comment.
How do you prevent what happened with DRC and McAdoo from affecting yourself or the rest of the team? Like, how do you go about it?
No comment.
What's your confidence level in the other guys? In the room at
cornerback. Man, just lead the guys, man. Just tell them, go out and play to the best of their ability. Give it all they got. I'm with them 100%, whatever the situation or the outcome may be. But just let me know that you gave it your all.
What does Demaryius Thomas bring to the table?
Big physical guy. The quarterback like to target him a lot. They like to go to him.
They've struggled in the fourth quarter. I think they've been outscored, I want to say 30-7. What's been different about their offense in the fourth quarter that you can see that would lead to those struggles?
It's just, fourth quarter it seemed like, they just trying to stay within the game, manage the game, just continue to run the ball, And if they need to take a throw or two, they'll take it. But if not, they'll just run it, pass it every now and then.
How do you make sure your teammates block out any negativity or outside noise?
Just focus on football. Just worry about what's going on in football, in the locker room, in the men's room, and everything will be okay.
Do you sense that everybody's been focused, and do you like the energy that you've seen this week?
I mean, I like it. I can say I really like it because everybody been trying to prepare. Not that many guys has played, so everybody got to step up. So I feel like we've been focused.
Have you, as a cornerback group, had to help the young receivers coming in? I know they were here. But do you help them kind of get up to speed on the little tricks and whatnot they might be facing in the game?
Yeah, you got to understand, they're going against Denver, a talented group, and you just got to pick my brain as a receiver on my team and just see what I can possibly give you or help you out. And I think they've been doing a good job of that.
You've been on a bunch of Rams teams that some of them struggled. Mm-hmm. What is it that you learn from that you could sort of bring to here in this situation?
Go in and just do your job, man. And hopefully everybody come along and just do it to the best of your ability. They'll start picking it up.
As a veteran, how much do you feel like you need to be in the younger guys' ears, though, to make sure that it doesn't sort of go the wrong direction?
Just stay on them, man, to make sure, nothing goes wrong. Because at any moment, at any time, anything can happen. And you always got to be prepared for it.